right, and welcome back. Thanks for being along here on 570 News. It is 1:48. It is the Tech Spotlight, and Kat Code is the founder of Binary Tattoo and joins us on the line now. Thanks so much for doing this, Kat. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You took part in the, we just finished speaking about the Women Entrepreneurs Boot Camp. It's coming up this August. You took part last year, right?
I did, absolutely.
And how describe the experience for us.
Somewhat of what Elaine alluded to as well with this network versus community. It was a fantastic experience in terms of the learning that was provided, and they got amazing experts to come in and talk to us about all sorts of pieces of running a business. And there were lots of networking opportunities, but I'd said the biggest value I found was the community. So the women that were in it were super supportive, all running their own businesses, and it's been for the last almost year, it's been just a great support network of people that you can count on to ask questions to and get information from.
Was the homework hard?
No, it was calculus. It was mostly validating the idea. And what was interesting is I would say almost everyone came back with the same idea validated, but there were two or three people that pivoted based on customer feedback. And so it was really valuable to have that break in between to figure out whether the path you were on was the right path and whether it was your idea or a customer's idea.
You are the founder of Binary Tattoo. What is Binary Tattoo all about?
So binary being the language of computers, everything you put online or on any device is stored in ones and zeros, which is binary, and tattoo for the permanence. So impressing upon everyone that everything you put online is permanent. So what I do is I help people understand their online reputation and manage that in a way that is a positive reputation and is a safe way of doing it.
It's got to be pretty scary at this point, being a parent. I take a look at people who have kids and they have to deal with teaching their kids about the online world. And it's become increasingly difficult, I find, because we keep hearing stories about, you know, not too long ago, we were talking about here locally, a story of where people, you know, in some high schools and elementary schools, even, which is even more scary, that were passing around photos of themselves on Instagram and other places. So, this is the right time for what you're doing. I mean, people are embracing this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I spend a lot of time working with schools, so either the students themselves, which I love doing, or the parents. And then I'm the app that I pitched last year is in beta, so that is going to help emulate what schools, like post-secondary institutions and businesses would find if they looked you up. Because 1 in 3 kids is no longer getting a job or getting into the schools they want to because of their online profile. And so that's a really big deal, right? The legacy you're leaving behind is permanent, and people fail to note that.
And you're talking about just like your Facebook page.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, things like Snapchat, which is quite popular. Some of the other anonymous networks are not. That's not what people are finding when they look you up. So there's two sides. There's this public side, which is what anyone can find, and then there's, as you're talking about, when people pass around nude photos, it is still should be considered public and permanent because you don't know who could be distributing that stuff. But at the same time, that is usually distributed in a private network.
Yeah, and, you know, just recently there was an article, and I mean, this is maybe a little bit of a sidebar, but anything that you put up on, let's take Instagram, for example, those photos, they're not yours, right? The Instagram owns those photos.
Well, so the terms and conditions, it depends on which thing you're using.
Right.
So the policies for terms and for Instagram says that they can, Instagram cannot resell those photos. Very interesting thing in the news that happened recently is an artist took some public Instagram photos, altered them very slightly, and then turned around, blew them up on a canvas and sold them for $90,000. People were outraged by that because they said, how is that legally possible? But he just took a screen cap of a public photo on a computer, and so there's no reason why he can't do that.
Yeah. And it's things like that. This is what I'm talking about. I think, it's largely, having to do with education, isn't it? I mean, it's about educating parents.
Yeah, and I say that a lot to people. I mean, like, I'm a software developer by history. I am producing software to help people, but ultimately, this is not a software problem. This is a life problem. This is like trying to teach kids about how to drive a car and just installing a piece of software in the car that tells them where to go. Like, that's not going to help them, right? You have to teach them what to look for and how to drive defensively. So it's the same thing here. It's really about education, and we are sending kids out. The kids don't even know what they're using half the time. It's new stuff. So how could the parents possibly know? Mm. So a lot of it is just about teaching the right citizenship, right? This whole digital citizenship about what you can do online versus what you should do online.
Tat Code, founder of Binary Tattoo. BinaryTattoo.com is the website, at Binary Tat on Twitter. Joins us here on the Tech Spotlight 153. We have a couple more minutes here. Just wanted to ask you about Binary Tattoo. What stage are you at now, and what does the future look like for you?
So a lot of what I've been doing is, like I said, speaking engagements, which I love doing.
Yeah.
but I am releasing the app. It's in beta now, and I hope to do a big launch in the fall to help people. And what I really, again, want to provide is an educational experience. I have loads of blogs and articles on all sorts of useful things about what you're giving away when you sign up using your social media logins, or what kind of information Disney World takes from you when you go and visit them.
Disney World, really?
Oh, God, yes.
What do they do?
They pass out these bands that you wear around your wrist, and it allows you to get onto all the rides and get into your hotel room, and it's super convenient. But it tracks you all over the park using an RFID, and they know when you go to the bathroom. So super useful information. This is what big data is. This is the future of big data. But see, Kat,
I mean, it's us, though, right? I mean, we expect that convenience. We expect this level of now. We're a now society. We want it now, and we want it to be simple. And so companies are saying, okay, we'll give that to you, but, you know, here's what we're collecting about you.
Absolutely. I mean, everything's a trade-off. Like, do I like being on Facebook to catch up with my high school friends? Absolutely. But am I giving away hordes of data about me and my family? Absolutely. So, I mean, it's all a trade-off. And I often I tell kids that. If you go on Google and you search for ice cream, do you want the ice cream parlor down the street or do you want the one in Tennessee?
Right.
Right? You probably want the one down the street, in which case Google needs to know all sorts of things about you to give you the best possible search result. So it's all a trade-off.
Right. BinaryTattoo.com, as I mentioned, if people go on that website, Kat, what kind of things are up there? I mean, you have tips up there for people, obviously.
All sorts of things. I've got lots of tips, and like I said, I've got all sorts of articles, and people are welcome to sign up for my newsletter, and I can send it straight to their inbox.
Any advice for anybody that might be considering joining the Women's Entrepreneurs Bootcamp?
If you have even an idea, a simple business idea, and you're passionate about it, I would highly recommend applying for it. It was an invaluable experience. It was an amazing thing to do.
Thanks so much for doing this. Really enjoyed the chat.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Kat Code right there is founder of Binary Tattoo. BinaryTattoo.com is the website. You can get Binary Tattoo on Twitter as well, at Binary Tat. Disney World with bracelets now that track you in the park. Didn't you just go to Disney World, Kat? Wasn't it for the, where did you go?
Yeah,
for?
I went.
Did you have one of those wrists?
Yeah.
Bands? Yeah.
They're so crazy. Like, they have the key to your room. They have all your reservations. They also can act as like a credit card. And they have,
you can pay by just a swipe of the wrist.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. And in is there a website or anything like that, or an app? And I'm sure there is, where you could download that and see where you are in the park. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there is an app, but I don't think it actually like tracks you.
Well,
but hopefully not.
So that information is going somewhere. I mean, this is unbelievable. If you're a parent, if you want to learn more about the online world and what your kids are and aren't doing and what they can and should and shouldn't be doing, strongly recommend BinaryTattoo.com. Check out the website. There's news up there. There's tips. There's new services coming out. There's testimonials up there and all the rest of it. So check out BinaryTattoo.com. 157 here on 570 News. That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. All news afternoons.
is coming up next. Christine Clark, Joe Pavia standing by right here on 570 News.